Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. We've gone through Avram, we've gone through Yitzchok, we've gone through Betochen as it relates to Ishtadlus, Betochen as it relates to Tefillah, and now we're getting to what we said is the most important sugya, to Mekabel Yisurim Ba'ava B'Simcha. To understand that whatever's happening to a person comes from Hashem, and since it's coming from Hashem, then Dafka, it must be good. Then we said some shocking news. We brought the marshal of the couple that didn't have children for a long time. Eventually they had a child, he grew up to be the Spitzer's best, whatever, da 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 da, and the father's Amen Yeshmei Rabbe at the Chasana, whatever. And then a week in the 3 days into Sheva Brochas, where Rahman al-Tzlani gets killed in a car crash, and the father's Amen Yeshmei Rabbe has to be Kashem Shavokhan al-Ara, as Atoyev came Shavokhan al-Ara at the open cave, to say the same Amen Yeshmei Rabbe that he said at the Chasana. And we said, that's like, come on, you know, give me a break. The Torah wasn't given to angels, we're human beings. What's my kalapo? That's where we ended off, right? Ketzad niten lasos, how can a person do such a thing? That's what the Mishnah says. Kashem shavochan arah, kashem shavochan atoy. The same simcha, the same understanding, when you have a baby, that's a gift from Hashem, the same understanding, rachmon letzlan, at the open grave, the same hekeshim, that this is a gift from Hashem. That's you know, we said that's not mitzvah chassidus. We said that's a basic mitzvah asay deraisa of after Hashem lo kecho. Shema Yisrael, the chol levavcha, the chol nafshecha, the chol modecha. We're not talking about the chumras, we're not talking about the hard dagas, we're talking about a mitzvah asay deraisa. So everybody hopefully never slept last night because they're bothered by this problem. Ein Sofika Chos Bochu Reish Taf Zayin. Ein the last paragraph before Masada Yisurim. Ein Sofika Chos Bochu Ein Ibo Betrunia in Briosov. Chos Bochu doesn't come with unreasonable demands on his creations. Ein Utavaya Mitanu Dvori Vamaitim Shanim Sogim Lamoibim. Hashem doesn't ask us to do things that we can't do. Except in one case, which is called the Nisayoin, where he does ask us to do things we can't do. But that's another sugya. Lechein, Im Torah Seina Kadoisha Metzava Leinu Mitzvah Zuh. If the Torah, the Holy, our Torah gives us this mitzvah, after Hashem b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha, b'chol modecha, g'mein v'rokan l'ra, k'en v'rokan l'toiv, akoch yesh b'liboy, al shokol yudi, ta'atsuma et nefesh, ko adirois, ad shu musur l'amid b'nisoyim zeh. Then every Jew, girl from 12 and boy from 13, within the shomers are able to stand this test, to do this. He can praise Hashem and love Him, and be besimcha with Him. On the night of the first night when he's sitting shiva, as much as he was at the leil of the chasana. You tell me that it can be done. Good. You can make an atom bomb as well. That doesn't leave me any closer to understanding how. Yeah, people flew to the moon. Fantastic. I don't have a problem with that. Ask me to go to the moon. I'm stuck here. So you tell me that, yeah, you can do this. You can make the mania shay rabat the chasana exactly as you have a kfura. Good. That's like jumping to the moon for me. I know it can be done, but my kesha to me. Achadayim noisem lana lavin keitzad oisim zois. Umanayim shayivim es akoiches lekach. Where do you draw the ability to do this? Not a theoretical faith, but this you have to understand how you do this practically. There's not theory, there's not a tesis in the Bava Metzia, it's just no. The other kasha, the mitzvahs asay derasa to do something that we possibly don't know how to do. It's impossible. Mahu sod hayusurim. What is the secret? What's the depth of understanding of suffering? Why is there such a thing in the world? The vachdichi nidamek ki hayusurim hayim. Shem nirdaf lechet. And sham nirdaf lechet. The Ramach Shitri Nidame Ki Yisurim Haim Shem, how do you translate it? Shem, sham nirdaf lechet. It comes on the back of the chet. What are Yisurim? The consequences of behavior. Why did little Yankel get a patch? Because he said something he shouldn't have said, so he got a little patch. So what's a patch? It's that which comes on the back of a veil of a chet. It's a nirdaf, it chases off the chet. Hasevu hu einesh hapoikir es hara. What is suffering? It's that which takes care of bad. Ulo mezoiz hashalve v'avanuche hain gvol, a taiva. And what is Yishuv Adas and everything going well? You're a good boy, you got a sweetie. You're a bad boy, you get a patch. That's how we would like to laugh. Basically, to put it politely, this understanding is very, let's call it primitive at best. Well, since we are Jews that believe in Yud Gimel Ikara, which in Mitzvah Shem will start, if we finish this now, we can actually start that in winter's month, start going through Yud Gimel Ikara. But we Jews believe the Yud Gimli Karim, because you demand that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Goymel Tov L'Shomer Mitzvosev, and we believe that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Goymel Tov L'Shomer Mitzvosev, a man is over a mitzvah. We know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is one of the Yud Gimli Karim. If you don't believe this, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Hashem punishes those that don't keep the mitzvahs, and he rewards those that do. Mikol Malkum Ein Daiver Kach Chedei La'avin Es Musa Sevu Vayisurim Amitzuim Vaylom. That's not enough. Understanding that Yud Gimel, that yet there's Scha V'Einish in the world, it's not enough to understand the kind of suffering that we see going on in the world. She came and said it, Tzadik V'Ra'lo, because we find in this world a thing called Tzadik V'Ra'lo. We see great people who never sinned in their lives suffering terribly. And we see Rishayim, who are mamash steeped in all sorts of who knows what, succeeding beautifully. Ulam Azayis Metzino Rosh V'Tayvlo. Why do bad things happen to good people? Yeah. So you can't say it's all equally worked out nicely. You did a good thing, you get rewarded. You did a bad thing, you get punished. You see, the world doesn't work like that. The Mikrim Eilu, Maisav Arayim Shel HaRosha Lo Groru Bikvah Seim HaInish. In these situations, the bad deeds of the Rosha don't schlep along in their heels a punishment. And Yilu Maisav Atayim Shel Tzadik Lo Atzilu Min HaSevu. And yet all the wonderful great deeds of the tzaddik don't save him from suffering. Move him in kaim, ki bavusa yusurim on that, oimek gafnini, yoyse mashe schavo enish greida. In achinami, suffering and whatever has something to do with schavo enish, no question, but there can't be everything. There has to be something more going on here than just patient schavo enish. V'kach shino chachamim sektus brochus daf hayam ad alef. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yoy Chaimai. Reb Shimon says, Shalosh matanas toves nosan kosh bochu l'Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave three presents to Klal Yisrael. Ukulan lo netnan ele alidei Yisurim. The Elohim. And three of them were given with Yisurim and these are them. Teir ve'etzirah v'olam haba. Three wonderful presents. Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. If you want to acquire them, they're going to be with Yisurim. Those of us living in Eretz Yisrael learning Torah want to acquire all three at once. Yeah? Take your Tehillim with, gentlemen. You want to be kinder, either Torah or Eretz Yisrael or Olam Haba, each of those comes with a unique suffering. We are trying to be kinder all three here. Why are you living in Eretz Yisrael learning Torah? Because you want to acquire Torah, Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, yeah? Get your Tehillim well bound. Torah minayin shenema, where do we know Torah from? Because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Ageva Asher Yitzrenu Ko Mitoyosecha Telamdeinu. Because it says, praiseworthy is the Gever, who Hashem causes suffering and teaches him from his Torah. You see that suffering and learning Torah go together. Eretz Yisrael diksiv, ki Hashem yisa ish es b'noi, Hashem elokecha misarcho. I don't know where you see the Eretz there, but anyway. Uksiv basre, ki Hashem, oh, because it says afterwards, ki Hashem elokecha meviacha al Eretz HaTova. It says, like a father inflicts a son, so too Hashem afflicts you. And the next pasuk says, because Hashem will bring you into the land. So you see that the land is connected to suffering. I don't know where you see Olam Haba there, whatever, but that's, okay, that's the Gemara there. The Gemara proved that those three things are going to be soon. I don't need the Gemara, Ha'emes Eid La'atzmoy. There's a club in the world that Ha'emes Eid La'atzmoy. When you see the truth, you don't need witnesses. That's the witness itself. So you need a Gemara to tell you that three things are going to be Yisurim. Just come and live in Eretz Yisrael and try and learn Torah, and you'll see that Eretz Yisrael, Torah and Olam Haba are going to be Yisurim. That's when Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, I don't know at what stage of his suffering, he buried a lot of children up on the farm. Terrible, terrible Yisurim and suffering that he went through. When he came there, so his wife once let out a little kvetch. A little kvetch, you know, after you've buried three or four children or whatever, and you're starving and there's cholera. I mean, like, we don't understand what Yerushalayim looked like 100 years ago. Incredible suffering that they went through. So Yosef himself said to Mechazaka, he said, Adarabba, that's why we came to Eretz Yisrael, was to be clear to the land of suffering. That's what we came here for. We came here to be clear to Eretz Yisrael by Yisurim. Why do people come here? Nefesh b'nefesh. I can see the new advert for nefesh b'nefesh. Acquire the land through suffering. You know, nefesh b'nefesh.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, you know, welcome to Gehenna. You know? No, I'm there. How do we? How, why do we come to Eretz Yisrael today? Yeah. Whatever. But I'm just saying, it's not because we come here to acquire the land through suffering, but that's why you should be there. Anyway, Havayim Meshay Yisurim Einin Oynish Greider. The suffering is not just Yisurim. It's not just punishment. Elahem Shah B'Pesach LeKabbalah's called Dovetoyf. It is the gateway and the opening to acquire everything that's good. There's nothing that toiv that isn't acquired through suffering. Min aroi letzayin shegam b'metzius hagashmiz dovet toiv nikne b'yisurim. Even in the gashmistic world, good things are acquired through suffering. L'dugma, leidas yelet melave b'tzav b'yisurim, having a child, the wonderful thing, yeah, but it comes with its peklach. Hasagas panosim melave b'yisurim, making money comes with yisurim. Ukvishenema hazoyim b'dima b'rin niksayru. Of course, it's got Ladima Bezria, whoever, to the extent that the investment with tears, Kain to Godel, Harina Bekitsira. So too will be the greatness of the simcha, the singing, when one harvests. Eimach Adova Baal Erech, Shinitan Lasigul Lo Yisurim. There's nothing that's worth anything that comes easy. In Kain, Isharat Sashayda, Maru Soda Yisurim. So then, what is Yisurim all about? Why does it have to be that way? Why does it have to be that you have to acquire the good through suffering? Am Yisrael HaManetzach Hu Ha'am HaMaseivu B'Yosef B'Kol HaPolos HaNushis. Which nation suffered more than all the nations through all the years? Klal Yisrael, right? But they're the most precious nation. V'ki Katzachil L'Raim Anachnu Yosef B'Kol HaMaseivu B'Yosef. Why are we worse than everybody else? That's why we suffer more. Ma'uim came Sod Tosho Klal Yisrael. What is the secret of all the suffering of Klal Yisrael? B'ma Shnishtanonu M'Kol HaMaseivu. Why is it so different from all other nations? I'll give you another very beautiful example. Very simple, nice example. What's the palm?
10 to 1.
Rav Nach gave a simple example. You know, he brought an example from Parnassus or whatever. I'll give you a simple example. You ever played Pac-Man? Or Space Invaders or any of these video games? Yeah, so I'll bring a very crude example, but mine is genius. Yeah, you put your 20 cents in and you play, right? Imagine if I would come along and I would give you a code. What do you want from me? It was 20 cents. You pay Pac-Man for 7 hours straight. Okay, you give me better value money than that. Well, what would be, yeah, if I came along and I gave you the cheat program? Yeah, you push these buttons or whatever, and all the aliens die on the spot, right? Would you carry on playing the game? You put in the 20 cents, all the aliens start coming at you. You push a button, they all just die. Would you play? Why not? Because the geschmack in Space Invaders is the difficulty, the frustration, the... No?
Because your name on the number one.
That's not why you do it. If you had the cheat program, putting up your name, they've got no value. Isn't that a brilliant marshal?
Yeah.
Genius marshal. The real geschmack comes from the struggle, the battle, the Amala in Pac-Man. If there's no Amala, no one would play. That's this world. The geschmack, the reward is only because of the struggle and the battle and the working and not knowing and the 3 steps forward and the one back and then tilting and you know that's part of the game.
Forget
that Pac-Man, it's about a proper game. Pinball.
The original question we had about burying your son and saying the bracha.
We haven't answered that question.
Oh.
All we asked is, in order to answer that question, we have to understand what suffering is. What we've done is we've shown what it isn't. It's not only Chavo Enish. Abayas Chavo Enish is there. There is an aspect of Chavo Enish. But we see that there's Tarif Ra'a law, Rosh HaVatoyt law. So you see it's not Tolu 100% of Chavo Enish. There's a little monster creature flying around. Careful, that thing's still. Okay. Perek Aleph. That was the Hakdoman. The Vresh Yud Ches. Sod HaYesurim Vasevul Shalam Yisrael. What is the secret of the suffering and the loads that we've been carrying, the Jewish people? Where do we get the ability to suffer the way we've suffered, to withstand the suffering we've suffered? Close the window. Well done, gentlemen. we get the ability to stand the suffering that we stand from Yitzchok. That's all we've been dealing with since we started here, you know this. The three primary relationships in the world. Benom la'atzmai, la'tavra, benom la'mokam, la'titzok, benom la'chavei, that's Yaakov. Show me anything in your life that falls outside those three things. That's why they're prototypes. Netoi v'hashrishre b'noi, kol echad l'fi b'chanosei, koiches miuchadim. Each one gave, inherited to his children, a unique koiches, depending on who he was. Kashe adu boim la'asek b'sugya sa'yisurim, when we come to try and la'asek, we're going to delve, we're going to work and understand the sugya of Yisurim, ain't sofik, ki koyach ha'amida b'yisurim litanadu b'yishushim yitzhak avinu avashalom. There's no doubt that we got this, inherited this genetic koyach that we have, we got from Yitzhak avinu. Ha'yisurim b'mursam ha'im misiris nefesh. Yisurim in the essence is what's called misiris nefesh, whatever that means. Sh'rei ma'ali katola kula ma'ali katola palga. The Gemara says, what's the difference between a half death and a total death, yeah? Mali hariga kulu mali agimektosa, to Gemara in Marcus, yeah? Hayasurim misa b'mitzayim. What is Yasurim? It's a little death. What's the difference? You get a major blow or you get a little blow. A little blow is a big blow, it's just a little bit little. It's Yasurim. So what is Yasurim? It's a kind of death, a part of yourself. Has to stand aside. Le'itim ha'yisurim gavurim b'madregas ha'mimisa. At times the yisurim can even be worse than death. V'kei mubim b'mon masechtas k'suvas. Yom alor nigve im ha'yu malkinu miyisarim l'chananya misha o'vazari ha'vipolchu l'tzalma. Had they whipped and beaten Chananya, misha o'vazari, they would eventually bow to the idols. Suffering which has no end to it, okay, is much worse than death. Yeah? Person knows he's going to die tomorrow, you can withstand enormous yisurim. Yeah? But you withstand that yisurim for 20 years, 15 years. Or somebody to give up smoking, ask the guy who smokes to give up smoking for one day. Yeah? Because tonight he's going to die tomorrow. So yeah, I can do that. Tend to give up smoking forever. You won't even stop. It's just too big. You get the nakuda. That's why Boedus Perach is such a terrible debate. Giving a person work to do that doesn't have a defined end. Boedus Perach is an issue. There's no depth of mind. It's Boedus Perach. We must be finished up with time, you know.
It's 5:00.
Come to the end of Seder.
I'm
just because Minchin is 1:15, so